Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So the Ravens have some decisions to make in the offseason, like pending free agents, Ronnie Stanley, Brandon Stevens, he can bounce, Patrick Ricard, Nelson Aguilar, Malik Harrison, Ben Cleveland, Trey White, Brent Urban. Adarius Washington is a restricted free agent, Josh Jones and Chris Board. See, I look at Tylan Wallace. I look at guys like Chris Board and Malik Harrison, the guys who are necessary because you failed in other areas. Like, those are patchwork guys.
Well, they're depth pieces that you trust if you needed them, right? Like, they have an understanding of what you want to run. It's not like you're going to have to break the bank to keep them. I think some of those other guys, they're interchangeable pieces, but the Ravens, I feel like, typically like to go back to their own and bring their guys back, if at all possible.
Ed?
What about them?
I mean, those guys, to me, again, if you draft well in that position, those guys aren't needed as much. I'm not overreaching. Well, to keep those guys.
They're probably getting signed or not signed after the draft, depending on what you get, too. Some of them.
The two they better keep is Ardarius.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's restricted.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I like Board. I mean, he's kind of not quite a journeyman, but went back and forth, and he does fill a role. But again, they say if you draft better, or you draft somebody, you know, to take that spot near Roquan, you get a stud. Right. I thought Trenton Simpson would have been that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, and I'm still giving up on him.
So. You know, you drafted Trenton Simpson. You thought he was the guy. He was not. So you ended up falling back to, one of the old guys. Out of all the free agents, the pending free agents, Jeremy, who do you think they have to keep?
Of all the names that you just listed?
Ronnie Stanley, Brandon Stevens, Patrick McCary, Patrick Ricard, Nelson Aguilar, Malik Harrison, Ben Cleveland, Trey White, Brent Urban. Hmm. Josh Jones, Chris Board.
Dude, who do they have?
Who else did I leave out?
It doesn't. You didn't leave out anyone. I mean, no. There is not a must bring back. I would like them to bring back Patrick Ricard, but when you're paying a fullback, it can price himself out real quickly as you become a vet when you start looking at your budget or salary cap. But I don't think any of those guys are must signs.
You don't think Ronnie Stanley is?
No. I mean, again, we talked about this yesterday with Mike Preston. Ronnie Stanley's a really good player. But could you save a lot of money by letting him walk, moving Rosengarten to left tackle, and then drafting a right tackle in the middle rounds? I think that's a viable possibility.
McCary's very important.
I mean, look.
But because he plays everything.
And that's fine, too. But I also think that you can find guys of similar talent to Patrick McCary.
So, basically, Jeremy doesn't feel like there's anybody you need to bring back. But, Ed, do you feel like there's anybody you need to bring back?
No, I feel the same pretty much because I'd like to. I mean, obviously, I'd like to see Ricard come back. He plays an incredibly important role. And that's tough to find because there's so many 300-pound fullbacks that can move like him. He'd be my number one, I think. But no, I don't think anybody have to have right now. Yeah. Well, it's tough to give up a left tackle.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's a tough guy to give up.
But if you drafted what you thought could be his replacement last year, and I think that's the thought process you got to have, is as bad as it sounds, you're looking for the next replacement and seeing, like, we've talked about this. It's better to get rid of somebody too soon rather than too late. And I think the Ravens do a really good job of that. Last year, the only free agent that I was really upset about was Jadeveon Clowney leading, because I'm like, are you going to replace that? But when you look at it, outside of the beginning, when it's
system-wise, they replaced it.
Yeah.
The system is unbelievable getting to the path. I don't know whether it's the individuals or the system, because what did Jadeveon Clowney do this year in Carolina?
Collected a check.
Was back home.
Yeah.
So basically, we all agree all these cats can walk. I mean, it'd be nice to bring them back, but all of them can walk.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think there's a, oh my God, we gotta put the full court press on bringing this guy back. I think Pat Ricard is the one that, you lose him, it can change what you like to do on offense with that power lineup, yeah, and with having Derrick Henry. Love the idea of having Pat Ricard in there, especially goal line situations.
Yeah.
So I do think he's tremendously valuable, but it's the same thing that happened with Juszczyk when he was here. Pro Bowl fullback, more of a pass-catching, blocking fullback, that type. Mm-hmm. And they let him walk, and San Francisco pays him, and he's been there ever since.
He's a captain now.
Yeah.
He waits to see Allen in San Francisco.
And it's a fullback, so I just think those things happen.
Yeah, but he's not the same type of fullback as Ricard, though.
But he's one that gets paid more because he's catching the ball.
That's what I mean. Yeah. No. I'm saying, I think he's a super fullback. That's what I'm saying. I'm not dissing him. I think he gets paid because he brings so much to the table other than just paving away for somebody.
He priced himself out here is what I'm saying, and I think a lot of these guys are going to do it when they hit the open market, because teams are going to look to, steal the Ravens' coaches, their front office pieces, which has been happening for years, but they're also looking to take their players if they get a chance.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say something about the free agency, right? If the Ravens very serious, man, we got to get 55 can go, 22, I mean, not 22, 21 can go with 32. Like, especially 65, I feel like he's the weakest link on his team. So I hope we do something in the draft. I ain't going to lie, my mind all over the place, man. It's like I can't sleep. everything I think about, I just keep thinking about that drop two-point conversion from Mark Andrews. Then you got fans talking about, well, this. I'm going to put it like this, right? Forget the first half. The first half was already over. It all happened in the second half, right? It ain't the first 48, it's 60 minutes. And we still had time. And I just can't believe Mark dropped the ball, man. And then I hear Buffalo Zoe talking all that trash, man. I'm going to be real with you. Them Buffalo Bill fans, they is trash. And I hope they never, never win the Super Bowl. And I ain't going to lie, I hate to say this. I hope Kansas City win it again because I damn sure don't want to see the Eagles win it. Damn sure don't want to see the Commanders. I'm tired of hearing Commanders fans talk about J.D. Five better than Lamar Jackson. No, he got more playoff wins in his career. I'm tired of that. But I ain't going to lie, y'all. I'm just hurt, man. And the sad thing about it is the Orioles ain't going to make it no better. Truth be told. So, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man. Y'all enjoy y'all Tuesday, man. Hey, Ed, what's up with you, my guy?
Nothing, man. I'm enjoying this negative 5-degree day here.
Yes, sir, man. I can't wait to see you down on Pickles, man. Hey, Jeremy.
What's up?
The plane's coming, man. We're going to take...
I've been on fire except for Sunday.
Hey, Trippy, Ed said negative 5 degrees, not because that's the temperature, just because you're negative. Man, you call it air and just crapping on everybody. And then you're going to throw... He's going to throw a grenade at the Orioles. The Orioles ain't no better. Hey, he's going to throw a grenade. They ain't none to you. They ain't going to make it no better. Man, go get a hug or something. Damn.
I just did look. It is negative 5. I still don't get this.
The Terps crap. How about crapping on the Terps? Brendan Freeze, big loss last night to Texas. Throw that in there, too. He just throws shade on everybody because somebody peed in your cornflakes. Grown-ass man, rolling around moping.
It is one of the weirdest things about fan bases, where your team wins and immediately, instead of like basking in that glory and feeling happy about it, you want to go take shots at the other fans. It's a really weird thing in sports. Like, I'm assuming in soccer overseas, if you won, you're going to celebrate, right? Is the first reaction to go just rub it in the other team's face? And maybe it is. It's weird when you see how people react. Like this goofy ass Buffalo Bills fan that keeps listening to the show.
Well, that's fine. He can react and take Patrick McCarry, doesn't belong back here at all. But you just throwing shade on people that ain't here. Nobody bothering you? Damn.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around. I can't sleep. Take a gummy.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.